Ustedes saben que en el 2013 Estados Unidos, la Corte de Estados Unidos expidió diciendo que el ADN humano, el genoma humano, no se puede patentar porque es producto de la naturaleza, pero si está alterado genéticamente se patenta. Cuando ustedes con una vacuna, con adenovirus, modifican el genoma, esa persona vacunada ya es una persona transgénica, transhumana, y por lo que legalmente en el derecho internacional consta, será propiedad del dueño de la patente. Pero lo más dramático de todo es que por ser transhumana no será considerada humana con los derechos humanos que conocemos. Todavía no tuve tiempo de hablar con ustedes, pero es gravísima la situación y me da la sensación de que aún nuestra gente, como nos pasó recientemente, no se da cuenta de la gravedad que estamos enfrentando. No es solo la enfermedad que va a producir mortal muchas veces, sino que los sobrevivientes tendrán el genoma modificado y que esa modificación pasará a su descendencia. No sé si, y que por ser modificado su genoma, está patentada esa modificación. Y todo lo que está patentado pertenece al que patentó. No sé si alcanzan a entender lo que les digo. Y eso tiene que hacer que ustedes hoy, salgan de acá con la fuerza para recurrir a todos los medios para alertar a la población, porque es la última posibilidad que tenemos, donde, como dijo María José, pasen este paso y le den. Tienen dinero suficiente para lograr, por malas artes que se haga, dar la aprobación definitiva, estamos perdidos. Hoy ustedes tienen que ser soldados. Tenemos que ser soldados. Tenemos que alertar a la población. No sé si me entendieron, no me voy a extender científicamente, es la síntesis. Y yo he visto las muertes. Y yo he visto las causas de muerte. Pero no es eso lo más grave, sino lo que pasará con los sobrevivientes. Así que lo único que les pido y les recuerdo es que somos soldados de la vida y defensores de la especie humana. Nada más.
Yeah, earlier this morning I had one.
Did you have any more morphine?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-oh. Wow. Doesn't stick there. Uh-oh. Okay. And you said this is where your headaches are?
On that area. Going around a little bit. To the side.
Wow.
What would cause those?
Well, the vaccine causes those. You want me to show you some videos? This one lady had it all up in her mouth.
Check this out. Freaking creepy, man. Stop taking Pharmakia.
Alright, y'all, I'm gonna make this quick. See that pill down there? That's Equate Headache Relief, 250 milligram. They said the letters were made out of graphene oxide on the pills, graphene oxide ink. I wanted to try it for myself. Here's what it does. That's a rare earth magnet.
There's another issue right now, raised all across Europe. The excess mortality rate in the month of July 2020. According to Eurostat, in the month of July, the excess mortality rate all across European Union went up 16% more. If you look on this map, you will see that the countries with the highest vaccination rate have right now the highest mortality rate. Everybody's avoiding answering this, I would say, logical question.
Now, throughout October in the UK, there's an average of 1,564 extra deaths per week. Now, in 2020, the first year of the pandemic, the average for 2020 was 315 deaths per week. Politicians and medical officers and scientific officers strutting over the telly every night, TV every night, and now we've actually got higher levels of deaths, and no one seems to be commenting on it at all. It is utterly bizarre and inexplicable.
The excess deaths we're suffering at the moment in this country, across Europe and in the Americas. What analysis is the government making of these excess deaths? But even a casual glance at the data shows that there's a very strong correlation between vaccine uptake and the level of excess deaths being found in that country.
The adverse effects are significantly underreported through the yellow card scheme. Based on the MHRA's own research, there may be as many as 10 times more serious adverse reactions, serious ones, not just any ones.
These include variations of the menopause cycle, including concerns about the long-term impact on fertility, whether people can have children. Cardiovascular concerns, muscle issues, including carpal tunnel syndrome, serious autoimmune responses which have been triggered.
What I am saying is that there's an urgent need for the government to get to grips with this issue before more and more people are duped into having vaccines which they probably don't need, are not going to do any good to them, and will present risks to their health.
Things are changing now. Their house of cards is tumbling down, and it is doing so rightfully. The people have a right to know what went on in these contracts with her exchange of SMS with C. Pfizer Bourla and the Pfizer representative answered in quite a clear way. So we all know now the people have been lied to. It was a gigantic lie. And on this lie, everything that governments, especially in the Western democracies, did to infringe on people's rights, to take away their freedom, to lock them in their homes, imposing curfews. All of this was based on that gigantic lie.
I was dark, and I felt a hand on my shoulder, and it said that my time here dropped nine. And another time, the Holy Spirit told me that we were within one breath of the rapture, but that was a breath of God. We're close. We're oh so close. And then recently, I was reminded that the food for the marriage supper of the Lamb, the food is on the table. It's only waiting for us. We're the only thing that's missing. Nothing has to happen for the rapture. It just happens. And God is not going to be pinned down to any date. A lot of people these days are putting their faith and trust in a politician or politicians, and in this recent vote, but you can't trust politicians. You can't trust anything. The only thing you can put your faith and trust in is in Jesus Christ, because he's the only thing that can save you or me or anyone. Only Jesus can save us, and we're going home soon, very soon, very soon. We're only one breath away. One breath away. I know a lot of people will say, well, what is the breath of God? I don't know. But it's close. Our job is to be ready. To be in prayer. To be watching for that great catching away. the rapture of the faith. And I have a feeling. There's going to be a lot of Christians left behind that didn't get raptured. And they're going to be saying, but Lord, I prophesied in your name. I healed the sick. I preached. I taught. All in your name, Lord. Why wasn't I taken? It takes more than that. But the big thing is you have to repent. You have to repent of your sin. And today, there's sin in everything. It's in everything. That's why I beg people to repent every time they pray. And pray the blood of Jesus wash over you. Wash all your sin away. Wash you clean. Wash you white as snow. The blood of Jesus was shed for remission of sin. And without the blood of Jesus, there is no remission of sin. So pray the blood of Jesus. And when Satan attacks you, pray the blood of Jesus. That's what I did when Satan attacked me the other night. I got on my knees at the foot of my bed. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I prayed the blood of Jesus. I prayed it over and over and over and over. I didn't stop. I bet for 30 minutes straight. I just prayed the blood of Jesus over and over to protect me from all evil, to protect me from unclean spirits, and to protect me from unclean thoughts. I just prayed this over and over and over. And then when I couldn't stand it on my knees anymore, I couldn't stand the pain anymore, I got on my knees and I sat on the side of my bed and I prayed the blood of Jesus more. I prayed it more. And I repented of sin. And after all that, the attacks stopped. No more attacks. The blood of Jesus is powerful. We need to use it. And I need to remind you, these are the last days. What we say and what we do now is more important than ever. So, be in prayer, repent of sin.
When our viewer, Angelica Papasay, tried catching an adorable moment of her daughter singing in the back seat of their car, she never expected it would actually end up quite eerie. Take a look at what's been caught on camera. If you look at the seat on the right, there's a strange impression of a figure. It's small and pale and doesn't match the colour of the seat. You can even see Angelica's daughter look to the right as though she's acknowledging something there. When Angelica shared the clip to her Facebook, her friends and family agreed that it looks like her daughter is looking at something sitting next to her. Replying to the comments, Angelica suggested that the figure might be similar to the one she captured in a photo in her kitchen years prior. Here's the photo here. In the background, you can see a strange, transparent shape. It almost looks like a person looking at the camera. So is something following this family around? How do you explain these two separate figures? I'd love to hear your theories on this in the comments down below.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Reese Witherspoon is a very famous actress, seen here winking for the Eye of Horus. I know that won't win too many souls, but they do one-eye symbolism here, the Eye of Horus. Again, one-eye symbolism, darkening one eye utterly. A little hard to see, but they're doing the vow of silence, keeping the secret of the biblical world and about fame, fortune, and success. And Reese Witherspoon is hiding her hand in her coat, the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
¿Qué te pasa?
Puedo caminar.
What's going on?
Tengo los huesos. No me funcionan los huesos.
My bones do not function.
No tengo fuerzas.
I have no strength.
Sí puedo dar unos pasos, pero los huesos no. No me funcionan bien. Pero yo sé que tengo un Dios de poder y que me va a sanar. Porque Él todo lo puede. Y ya me salvó de mi vida anterior que morí. Ahora, esto es fácil para Él.
El Señor te sana para la salvación de tu alma, ¿ok?
Amén.
God heals you for the salvation of your soul.
¿Ok? Estamos esperando en el Señor. Okay.
Él siempre está conmigo. Solo Dios. Gracias, Señor, porque estás conmigo. Gracias, Señor. Sin ti nada soy, Jesús. Sin ti nada soy, Señor Jesús. Sin ti nada soy. Todo lo puedo con Cristo que me fortalece.
In the name of Jesus Christ. What do you feel happening? ¿Qué te sientes?
Me siento ardor en esta parte de aquí, en la columna, como diferente, con fuerza. No tenía fuerzas para caminar, pero siento fuerza aquí en mi espalda. Tal vez si me paro, puedo demostrarlo.
Mírame. Help her up, Michael. Come. Okay, vamos. ¿Qué te pasa?
Pues me siento más libre para caminar. Estoy contenta porque sé que me va a sanar el Señor completamente.
Amén. Okay, just walk normally now. There you go. That's it. That's it. Me siento, el poder del Señor está fluyendo en ti mientras estás caminando.
Sí.
Te sientes su poder fluyendo en ti.
Claro, gracias, Él está fluyendo en mí. Él me está dando la fuerza para seguir.
Para caminar.
Gracias, Jesús, porque estás conmigo. Gracias, te alabo, te bendigo. Tú puedes todo, todo.
Take me to your own God. I want to see the world fly. The city of the free, the trees. I want to see the world fly. Cecilia.